Friends, now we have reached to the stage to understand how the venture capital has evolved in our country, how evolution takes place. Earlier, we have taken the overview. Now we will look into the, how the evolution of the venture capital takes place and what is the current situation. Right from the historical to current situation, we have to little bit analyze this and understand this. To understand this, first we have to understand international scenario of growth of the growth of venture capital. Then how the venture capital investment happens, that is process. Okay. Comparing the international scenario, we will also see the Indian scenario in respect of venture capital funds. Then, though we have seen the evolution of the Indian venture capital market, we'll look a little bit deep into it. And what are the trends currently available in the market? That also we have to look into. Okay. Then, which particular sector is taken into consideration by while investing into the venture capital? And there are various issues in respect of regulation, country specific. Then recent changes are made. That also we are going to discuss in this chapter briefly. As I said, the venture capital drives new risky proposition, because more the risk, more the profit. Okay. And this is because of the people-oriented industrial wealth. People-oriented industries wealth. Because growth-oriented is always, the company is always, but people-oriented means depending upon the people's movement. Depending upon the people's movement, the company is getting profit or company is surviving. So growth-oriented consists of their exit-oriented, maybe international-oriented venture capital, means financing of the fast-growing private sector companies or private companies. In this case, finance may be required for the startup, development of expansion, modernization of the existing unit, and the growing business always requires the capital. There are number of different ways to fund the growth, and this includes the owner's own capital, arranging the debt finance or loan, then seeking an equity partner, as in case of the venture capital. And the venture capital investors are exposed to the risk of company failing. This is the biggest risk. As a result, the venture capitalist must invest in a companies that can grow very successfully and give higher than the average return to compensate for the risk. Okay? This is basic requirement to understand by the venture capitalist. Now, we move further to understand the international scenario of the growth of venture capital. How the growth took place of the venture capital. It is very important to understand this evolution. So first we will look into the task of the venture capitalist investor. The person who is investing in the venture capital is called venture capitalist. So his task. When venture capitalists invest in the business, they become a part owner of the company at the board of directors. They tend to take a minority share in the company and usually do not take day-to-day control. Professional venture capitalists act as a member and it aims to provide the support and advice on the range of management and the technical issues. Assist the company to develop its full potential. The management support is the most important contribution of the venture capitalist. Now, beginning of modern venture capital. Modern venture capital, how it came into the existence. The earliest origin of the venture capital can be tracked back to the medieval Islamic period. And in terms of the protecting the entrepreneurs, sharing the risk and losses and the profit, the two systems of the finances are remarkably similar. General George Darriot is the father of modern venture capital industry. What happened? In 1946, Darriot co-founded an American Research and Development Corporation, that is ARIDC, with the Ralph Flander, Carl Compton, and others. The biggest success of which was the Digital Equipment Corporation that has came into existence. One of the first steps, towards the professionally managed venture capital industry was the passage of the Small Business Investment Act, which came into existence in 1958 in USA. In 1980, another person named the Lester Thurow, who was an economist, decried the inability of USA's financial regulations. He was not agree for the United Financial Regulations framework to support any merchant bank other than one that is run by the United States Congress in the form of federally funded projects. During that period, in 1960 to 1970, the venture capital firm focused on the investment activity, primarily on starting and expanding the companies. So what happened? More often, these companies were exploiting the breakthrough in electronic, medical, and or the data processing technology. What happens after that? The venture capital come to the almost synonymous with the technology finance. Therefore, in 1974, in 1974, a venture capital suffered a temporary downturn when the stock market was crashed. The investors were naturally worried about their new kind of investment funds. And after 4 years, that is in 1978, the first big year for the venture capital. Thereafter, in 1978 also, there are big highs and lows, What happens in the United States internationally, the US Labor Department reinterpreted the ERISA legislation, that is legislation which is covering the venture capital, and enabled this major pool of pension fund money to invest in alternative asset class, such as venture capital firms. So pension funds can invest in venture capital firms. So venture capital financing took off. After 5 years, in 1983, because of this investment, the year was symbolized as a boom year. The stock market went through the roof and there were over 100 initial public offering for the first time in US history. That year was also many today's largest and most prominent venture capital firms have been founded and established. Now, due to the excess IPOs which came into the market, inexperience of many venture capital funds, that happens. Venture returns were very low in that year, that is in 1980. So venture, the turnover was very less. So, venture capital firms retrenched, working hard to make their portfolio companies successful. And the work paid off and the return begins climbing back up. While after working hard, the companies are starting showing the progress. But unfortunately, there was again in 1990, after 10 years, there was a dot-com boom. You may say fortunately or unfortunately. Some large IPOs had taken place during that year, which had the access to the friends and families, and shares was becoming the major determining of who would benefit from. Nasdaq crash was happened in March 2000. And hooked some VC funds significantly by resulting the disastrous losses from the overvalued and non-performing startup. In 2003, many firms were forced to write off the companies that they had funded. Loss. Just a few years earlier, and many funds were found underwater. So in the mid of 2003, the venture capital industry would shrivel to about its half of its 2001 capacity. So 50% losses. Nevertheless, PricewaterhouseCoopers, that is PwC, Money Tree Survey, shows that total venture capital investment holds steady at 2003 level through the second quarter of 2005. Having understood this evolution history, let us understand the current global scenario of the venture capital. Currently, what has happened? The global venture capital investment market was valued at US$233.9 billion in 2022. Experts expect that the global venture capital investment market exhibit a CAGR of 21.75% during 2023-28. This growing number of startups, along with the increasing investment in the mutual funds, the banking institution, in the venture capital, are primarily driving the global venture capital investment market. Based on the sector, the global venture capital investment that can be categorized into software, pharma, biotech, media, entertainment, medical devices, equipment, medical services, systems, IT hardware, IT software, the number of sectors have come into the existence. Currently, software exhibits a clear dominance on all the markets. Now, having understood the current market scenario of venture capital, let us understand the process of venture capital investment. How actually investment in the venture capital happens? There are five stages: deal origination, screening, evaluation and due diligence, and deal structuring and post-investment activities, and finally the exit. Let us understand one by one. Now, what is deal origination? Deal origination is nothing but it is a continuous flow of the deals, which is essential for the venture capital, and this deal may originate in various ways. A referral system is one of the way, and that is very important source of the deals. These deals may be referred to the venture capital through their parent organization, trade partners, then industry association and friends. Subsequently, venture capital industry in India has become quite proactive in its approach for the generating the deal flow by encouraging the individuals to come up with their business plan. Consultancy firms have come up with the business plan competition on all India basis, though through the popular press as well as the direct interaction with the premier education and research institution. and the shortlisted plans are provided with the necessary expertise through the people who have the experience in the industry. Another stage is the screening. It is very important because venture capital funds carry out the initial screening of the project based on some broad criteria. For example, the screening process may limit the projects to access or project or the areas in which the venture capital is a familiar in terms of technology, product and market scope. The size of investment, geographical locations, stage of financing, at what stage the financing has come, could also be used as a broad spectrum for the screening criteria. While another step we are looking into evolution of the due diligence, it is very also crucial stage. And once the proposal has passed through the initial screening, it is subject to detailed evaluation of the due diligence process. Most ventures are new, and entrepreneurs may lack the operating experience. Hence, a sophisticated formal evaluation is neither possible nor desirable. Plus, venture capital funds evaluate the quality of the entrepreneur before appraising the characteristic of the product, market and technology. However, there are certain points which needs to be taken into consideration while evaluating the due diligence process. It consists of background, market and compensation, technology and manufacturer, marketing and sales strategy, organization and management, finance and legal aspects. These, in broad terms, need to be taken into consideration as a part of the due diligence process which need to be performed by the venture capital investor. Now, investment valuation. Whether your investment is proper or not, whether it is undervalued or overvalued, that needs to be seen. That is called investment valuation. The investment valuation is also another process which is aimed to ascertain an acceptable price for the deal. Valuation process goes through some of the steps. First stage is projection on the future revenue and its profitability. Second stage, which is considered for valuation, is expected market capitalization. Third stage is deciding on the ownership stake, which is based on the return which is expected on the proposed investment. Pricing calculated in a rationalized manner after taking into consideration the various economic scenario, demand, supply of the capital, founders' management team, track record, innovation, unique sales proposition, and product service, size of the potential market, etc. After that, we will look into the deal structuring process. Everything is fine. It is acceptable to the investor. Now, the process of deal structuring. Once the venture has been evaluated as a viable, the venture capitalist and the investment company negotiate the terms of the deal, that is called the amount, in which form the investment will come, the price of the investment. The process is termed as deal structuring. They also enter into the agreement, which includes the protective covenants, earn-out arrangement, venture capitalist's right to control the investee company, and if there is any change in the management if needed, and about the buyback also included in the agreement. Earn-out arrangement, specifically the entrepreneur's equity shares and the objective to be achieved. Venture capitalists generally negotiate the deals to ensure the protection of their interest. They would like to deal to provide for return which is commensurate with their risk. They want to influence over the firms through the board membership. Their minimizing taxes is also their interest. Assuring the investment liquidity, right to replace the management in case of the consistent poor managerial performance. And finally, the investee companies would like to deal to be structured in a such a way that their interests are protected. But there are several common concerns which are shared by both investor, venture capitalist and the investee company. They should also, both of them, should be flexible to modify the terms and conditions of the agreement, and they have a structure which protects their mutual interest and provides enough incentive to both cooperate with each other. The different instrument through which the venture capitalist could invest in a company is either by way of equity shares, or it may be preference shares, or it may be debt or loan, or it may be warrant and other options. Post-investment activities and exit. Post-investment activities. Once the deal has been structured and the agreement is finalized, the capitalist investor generally assumes that the role of partner and collaborator. They think that they are the partners or collaborators. These investors are capitalists involved in shaping of the direction of the venture. This can happen by way of showing the giving the presentation of the board of the directors, or informal influence in improving the quality of the marketing, finance, and other managerial functions. Involvement of the venture capitalists depends on the policy of the investee company. However, it is always desirable for the venture capitalists to get involved in day-to-day operations of the venture, because complete funds are poured by him. If the managerial crisis occurs, the venture capitalists may intervene and even install a new management team by removing the earlier management team. Generally, venture capitalists invest in long term to medium term, and they also want to cash out their gains in 5 to 10 years' time after the investment made. However, they are playing a very positive role in directing the company towards the exit route. Now, when it is called as an exit route, what is this exit route means? What are the ways how the venture capitalist can exit from the venture capital? One, by way of initial public offer. Second, acquisition of another company. Third, repurchase of the venture capitalists. And fourth, share by the invest company. These are the exit strategy. Now, having understood this international, including in Indian scenario, exclusively we will look into the venture capital scenario in India. Indian venture capital market and the investment. this, the journey of the venture capital in India started in 1986 with start of economic liberalization. In 1988, Indian government has formalized the venture capital guidelines, and based on these guidelines, some of the good companies like IDBI, ICICI, IFC, they focused on the large industrial concern for the purpose of investment by way of establishing the another subsidiary, that is venture capital. But the turning point in Indian venture capital history came when well-established startup by Indian people have established one startup in Silicon Valley, and they convinced the foreign investor that India had the talent and the scope for economic development and the growth. Over the years, more and more private investors from India and abroad have entered into Indian venture capital market. In the early stage, venture capital investment were mainly into the manufacturing sector at initial stage. But there is a changing trend, and due to the increased liberalization, companies in consumer space, consumer retail space, emerged as a top contender of venture capital funding. Okay, nearly 50% of the total venture capital investment into this retail space, consumer retail space. And also in remaining 50%, there are the IT and IT related services companies, software development companies, telecommunication, electronics, biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, banking, finance, insurance, public sector disinvestment, and media and entertainment and education. They are also falling into this venture capital investment in India. In the year 2022, that is last year, it is a great for the Indian startup, who has raised more than $20.82 billion fund in the first 8 months itself, despite there was war in Europe and ever-increasing inflation we traced to. Worldwide, the deal count in the first 8 months increased from 948 to 1,129. Evolution of Indian venture capital market. History we have seen of Indian capital, Indian venture capital. Now, how it is evolved, like worldwide we have seen, right from 1946, how it was evolved, that we have seen. Now, as far as India is concerned, from where the journey started and evolution took place in venture capital market. In 1972, Committee on Development of the Small and Medium Enterprises, under the chairmanship of Mr. R.S. Bhatt, the first highlighted venture capital financing in India. 1975, venture capital financing was introduced in India by the financial institution with inauguration of Risk Capital Foundation. Risk Capital Foundation. And in 1976, the seed capital scheme was introduced by IDBI. In 1983, the technology policy statement of the government set the guidelines for technological self-reliance. In 1986, immediately after 3 years, ICICI launched the venture capital scheme. And during the year 86-87, the government has levied 5% of the cess on all know-how payment to create a venture capital fund by IDBI. 1988 and 1989, the first attempt was to frame the clear guidelines governing the venture capital funds. Unit Trust of India sponsored the venture capital unit scheme. The first scheme in the venture capital was floated by Canara Bank and had participation by World Bank. A foreign bank set up a venture capital fund in 1987. The venture capital sectors in India still at the crossroad and striving hard to take off. In the recent past, many changes have been happened, which consist of capital is pouring into private equity funds, average ticket size of the venture capital investment is increasing, first generation entrepreneurs are finding it easier to raise the funds, investors are demanding non-financial value addition, most states are setting up their venture capital funds. Venture capital firms are getting the professionalized incubation entrepreneurs is increasing. Venture capital firms are acquiring the specific industry focus and competition is stretching the valuation. Having seen this evolution of Indian venture capital, now trends of investment in the venture capital in India, it is very interesting to see. The companies which are based in South India have attracted the highest number of investment. Their peer competitors in Western India attached so far the higher share of the pie in the value terms. Among the cities, Mumbai-based companies retained the top slot with 108 private equity investment, followed by Delhi and NCR, that is National Capital Region, with 63 investments they have received, and Bangalore with 49 investments they have received. Citigroup was the most active investor with a portfolio across the energy, engineering, construction, and manufacturing. They invested in these venture capitals, Citigroup. And the other activity including ICICI Venture, Goldman Sachs, and Helion Ventures. In phase two, entry of the foreign venture capital started in 1995 to 1999. And in phase three starts 2000 onward, where emergence of successful setting the stage, that is venture capital in India and India-centric venture capital firms. Phase four is the current phase and the global venture capitals and personal equity firms or private equity firms actively investing in India. 300 funds active in last 3 years, government, overseas, corporate and domestic. This consists of these funds have came into existence. These venture capital continues to grow in number despite the economic headwind. 145 companies were set up in India and new companies were set up in India. And in the past 2 years, 123 in 2021 and 22 in 2022. Sector of interest. IT and ITs. Companies continue to corner the majority shares of the venture capital investment. Vertically focused BPO companies have emerged as a favorite sector, which is followed by the internet-based services, IT services, and mobile value-added services. Within the healthcare, life sciences industry, for example, clinical research outsourcing, that is CRO, biotech companies, they are attracting the attention both of the specialist venture capital firm as well as the sector agnostic firms especially interesting into venture capital funds. Having understood this Indian scenario of the evolution and current scenario of the venture capital in India, now let us understand some of the issues which are faced by the venture capital in India. First one is a benefit on total income are currently available to the domestic venture capital funds under Section 1023 of Income Tax Act. It presently stands that the Act requires the investments are made by the venture capital funds only in equity instrument which imposes the avoidable constraints. According to the Indian Venture Capital Association, there was no regulatory framework for structuring the funds. Most of the domestic funds have been set up under the Indian Trust Act 1882. And there is an anomaly also in the tax treatment because domestic and offshore funds are there. So offshore funds are generally registered in the Mauritius and they do not have to pay any tax, whereas our domestic funds must pay the maximum marginal tax. There is a less or no flexibility made available to the venture capital investment in unlisted securities. Considering these issues which are faced by the venture capital, certain recent changes also we have to take into consideration for better understanding the Indian venture capital. So venture capital can be injected in a different stages of the startup life cycle. In an initial development stage, as a seed capital for converting an idea into commercially viable entity. Implementation of the startup capital. Next one is additional capital to overcome the manufacturing teething problem. And fourth one is the establishment of the capital to facilitate the rapid expansion of the company. Venture capital is a long-term investment and it involves the active participation and help from the investor for the development of the company. Another trigger to the investment in India is that both China and India are the top two growing global economies. The prospectus, though it looks very good, in year 2022, around $20.82 billion investment funding was happened in the first 8 months of 2022. So traditionally, India has never been the venture capital market. But today, with the startup environment boom, it has become a vital part of the entire process. So this venture capital financing in India is about to taking trust, capital expertise and investors to fund the potential growth in the hope that the financial returns will come as the business take off. In India, the venture capital financing is not just about the money. It is about supporting the new business, new ideas, and new innovations that makes the difference on the ground and solve the real challenge. The name of the game has changed. India venture capitals are no longer looking for the safe bets. They are now playing a game of the high risk and the high reward. Most venture capitals in India today are looking for small players who can get them big profit and growth. However, investing in the startup is considerable risk since the startups have not proven themselves yet and depends more on the market condition than on establishing the firms. With this note, I must say thank you very much.